offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Khoury, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Take your Bible in your hand, shake it all about, and let's make a faith statement. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you. I want to talk to you about something we were talking about while I was singing and worshiping with the worship team and you all. And that is about something called righteous praise. A picture will come up and you'll see it. Righteous praise. Everyone say righteous praise. Now what you see in that picture, who knows who's in that picture? Come on, you should know. Say it. King David. King David. That's King David coming back from getting the Ark of the Covenant, which had been captive by the Philistines and then given to someone else, an Israelite. And David went and eventually got it back, brought it back to Jerusalem. And when he walked back into the city, he was giving righteous praise. He was dancing, spinning, jumping before the Lord. Some of us, we don't want to even do this before the Lord. And he took off his overgarments and he had his priestly robes on his undergarments. And his wife, looking out from the window of the palace, said, "Look at him, he's making a fool of himself." I want you to know something about what happened to her, Michal. I don't know if any of you know. There was Saul, King Saul, the first king of Israel. It was his daughter, which he had promised to anyone who could kill Goliath. David killed Goliath, as you all know, so she was promised to him. So when he eventually became king, she became his wife. He took her in. Amen. And there's a story that goes with that. But she looked at him with disdain and disrespect because he was making a fool of himself. And she said it to him. And do you know that she never had a child? She became barren from that moment on. Don't look at someone dancing and spinning and crying and on their faces and think anything wrong, because God likes that. He likes people to be free in worshiping him. And you may worship God one way and I may do it another way. Who's right? Who says? Amen. But if you know the true word of worship, you'll understand it means proskuneo. It means lie down on your face. One of the forms. Amen. So we can't judge people by how they worship, how they sing. Some people may be off key, but they sing in. And sometimes that sounds better to God than the person who's perfect pitch singing with a flat heart. Amen. Amen. So with me, go to Psalm 33. Think, write it down, but turn to Psalms 33, verse 1. I'm reading this from the New King James. Look what God is telling us. We know God wrote the words, right? Man wrote the words, but God was the Holy Spirit who inspired men. He's the author. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous." Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. "For praise from the upright is beautiful." Well, if you're born again, you are the righteous he's talking to. Because when you become born again, what happens is, God's blood purifies us, gives us a brand new spirit, and it makes us righteous. We become righteous enough to get into heaven. Our own righteousness and our own good works could never have done it, and it tells us many places. So Jesus had to come. But his righteousness is what gets us into heaven. So when he says, "Rejoice in the Lord, are you righteous?" Who is he talking to? Well, three of you. That's great. I want to talk to those three. Can you pull together and I'll... If you're born again and you're a child of God, you're actually a saint. Some people don't know that. Do you know that when you're born again as a child of God, you are holy? Now, I used to think the last thing you want to call me is holy because I knew me. And people say, "Well, I can't walk through those doors. I'm so unholy that lightning will kill you all." When you get born again, the Bible says he makes you righteous, but he also sanctifies you. The word sanctify or sanctification means set apart. That's what holy means. Set apart for what? For God. Amen. He makes you holy. You're holy. So if you're born again, you go from sinner and you can now be called saint because you can read it in the Bible. Paul, if you read the proper versions, he called many people saints. The people with me at Ephesus greet you. The people with me send their regards, the saints. So you're a saint. You might not feel it. You might not act like it. But if you truly are born again, you are a saint and you are holy and you're righteous. So when God says, "You rejoice in the Lord, oh, you're righteous." Why? Because praise from the upright is beautiful. So I thought I better show you this or tell you. The word righteous, rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, is number 6662 from the Strong's Concordance. And it means righteous or justified. How many of you have been justified? You see, God justified your life. He took your sin, shame, punishment, judgment, everything so that you could be justified. Someone said, "It's just as if I'd never sinned." You're justified, you're cleansed, you're pure. You can get into heaven. Amen? And so that's what that word means. Righteous means the righteous or the justified. That's us, the saved, born again saints. The word upright is number 3477 out of the Strong's Concordance. Here's what it means. It means the right, the upright, and the righteous. Now, you can check it out. I'll give you the numbers, right? So you can check me out. So it means the righteous are the justified and the upright are the righteous and the justified. So here's what he's saying to you. Rejoice in the Lord, you justified saints of mine, my children. He says, because your praise, the upright, the just, the righteous, the justified is beautiful. So this morning, God received something beautiful from us. If your heart's right and you're doing it the right way, amen? And there's different ways people do this stuff, to be seen and other reasons. But when you're right with God and your heart is right with God, it's a beautiful thing. And your praises come up to God as a sweet-smelling aroma, a sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And later on in this message, not today, I'm going to show you about the strength praise and worship brings you. I'm going to show you other things about praise and worship, what it does in your life. It changes you. Praise and worship changes you. So he says to you, never mind that. You, my born-again saints, today while you worship me, it was a beautiful thing. How many of you want, you all want to hear from God, "Well done, my good and faithful service." Servant, right? You also want to hear, "Wow, that was worshipful and praiseful. It was beautiful." God receives it as something beautiful. Therefore, if righteous and upright is the same thing, if that's the case, then praise and the upright person go together. You see, an unsaved person can stand there, I praise God, but he's not born again. It's not a beautiful thing. You've got to become born again first, and then it becomes a beautiful thing. Well, are you telling me that people praise God, that don't know God, it's bad? It's better than not, but eventually it'll kick in and they'll get saved, or she'll get saved, amen? So praise with an upright person and a righteous person go together. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible to think of them apart from one another. Amen. They are synonymous with each other. A righteous person and an upright person brings beauty to God when I'm praising and worshiping. It's a synonymous thing. Praising God brings beauty to God, and worshiping God brings beauty to God. And the righteous and the upright, it's synonymous. When you praise God, it's a good thing. And if you praise God and you give him something good, I don't know about you, but I know when my children did something good, I'd want to give them something. I'd want to just buy them something. I'd want to show them something. Any of you ever did that? Yes. Didn't you reward your children for doing good? Yes. Well, do you know Hebrews 11:6 and many other places says God rewards those who diligently seek him? Do you know that? God is a rewarder. So by you bringing beautiful feelings to God and making Him joyful in heaven and praising Him, don't you think He wants to just pour more grace on you, more blessings on your life? You don't have to chase the blessings. You've got to chase God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which I've now got. And all these things you need will be added to you. You don't have to chase healing. Chase God. And healing will come to you. You don't have to chase for money. Chase God. And money will come to you. Now, He said that. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 12:31 tells us that. So we've got to get our thinking and our mentality correct, because God is a loving, caring, good, rewarding, perfect, beautiful Father. And you might not have had a beautiful father, or you did have a beautiful father, but it doesn't even come within the stratosphere of God's beauty. Amen. Amen. And if you are a born-again saint, you definitely want to rejoice and praise God. If you love God and you thank God for what He's done in your life, you want to praise Him. How many of you, when you get blessed, you prayed for healing, you get healed, you say, "Oh, praise Jesus, thank you, Lord." Any of you ever do that? A truck, a Mac, Big Mac, not the burger, the truck missed you. What do you say? "Thank you, Lord." Some of us need to step out of the way of the Big Burger. No, I don't mean that. Of the Big Mac. America needs to downsize a little bit, amen? Okay, off that subject. But the truth is, when something good happens that you've asked God for, you got the job, you got the person, whatever it is, you say, "Thank you, Jesus, I praise you, I honor you, you're so good to me." I do that all the time. I'm always thanking Him. Amen? And you know what? That pleases God. It pleases Him for me to praise Him. So praise isn't just singing. People think we have to do praise and worship, four fast songs and four slow songs, and then we're in the scene. No, no, no. Praise is your heart, folks. Worship is your heart, folks. And that heart can be perfect, and you can talk the song, and He'll bless you as much as you sing the song. Amen. So praise and worship is a powerful, powerful thing in the Lord. Amen. And the Lord delights in the praises of His people. I said that earlier. Psalm 22:3. The Lord is holy and He inhabits the praises of His people. So while I'm praising God, He's on my praise. He's saturating my praise and the anointing's coming on me, because God Himself comes to get that praise that's from a pure heart. Amen. So I'm very excited about this, because praise is not only beautiful. What it also does, it transforms the certain traits in a person's life. Praise can change you. Worship can change you. When you get into the presence of God Almighty through praise and worship, He says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and come into His courts with praise." When you get into the presence of God, all things line up. I'm telling you, that's where your life lines up, and things, a crooked spine can be straightened. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So praise is not just yet to entertain the people. When I was in Jamaica, I'm telling you, I went there 5 times. They wouldn't let me stop. I'd start the service, I'd say 6 o'clock. They did praise and worship for an hour. Then they did some other stuff for another hour. And then I got the microphone like about 9 o'clock. And if I stopped before 12 o'clock midnight, they were not happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Khoury. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing, known as Healing Academy, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.